It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source. I'm Marshall Terry. This time last year, women from all over the country were heading to the nation's capital to participate in the Women's March on Washington. Some marched for issues of inequality, others for health care, and many in response to the election of President Trump. Last year, before they headed north, WFAE Sarah D'Elia spoke to several women about why they wanted to march and what they hoped to get out of the experience. A year later, D'Elia circled back with some of them to see what their takeaways were.
For Sally Young, participating in the Women's March on Washington wasn't just about marching for the issues that are important to her, like a fair health care system. It was also about who she was marching with, her daughter.
It was good to know that we had this time together and that we share the values that are important to the U.S. and important to women. So I was delighted that she was wanted to go with me.
Sally, who's retired from the Charlotte Fire Department, recalls feeling empowered at the march and carrying that charged feeling with her when she returned home. Since last year's march, she says she's given to Planned Parenthood, as well as contacted her lawmakers about issues she's concerned about. But she's still trying to figure out how to make a difference.
I would like to be part of the solution. We don't know what the solution is necessarily going to be at this point. But we go forward, create the community, and be there for other people.
A community, she hopes, that will include everyone. One of the criticisms of the Women's March was that it wasn't as inclusive to women of color. Sally, who is white, says that needs to be fixed.
They've been excluded for a long time. And as I say, we've got a lot of work to do.
How do you think that we can better include those women of color?
I think the important thing is the one-on-one and the building of community. And making sure that they know that they are valued and that they are contributing members.
This time, Sally will be marching in Charlotte, and so will Gail Chauncey, a human resources professional at a local bank, who marched in D.C. last year. The reason she marched was last year's divisive election. When she got back to Charlotte, she attended different organizations' meetings, trying to find ways to get involved. She landed on Caldwell Presbyterian, a church she describes as very active and involved in the community on issues she cares about, like affordable housing. Gail is African American, and although the march has received criticism for not including women of color, she sees it a little differently.
You know, you've got some people who are running for political office who never ran before. That's something that 2 years ago I thought I may want to do. Now I know I really don't. There are people who write letters, who, you know, resist every day by writing letters. There are people who go to meetings, people who march, and people who vote. So we can't assume, because when black women or women of color are not there, that it's not inclusive. It's just the march, you know, they may not be coming. Because I did notice that when I was I'm glad you said that. When I was in Washington, D.C., I looked around and I was like, wow, there are just not many black women here.
How'd that make you feel?
It just made me pensive. It didn't make me sad because I felt like the women that were there got it probably more than, you know, just got everything. You know, I mean, reading the signs, you know, one woman was there and she was clearly a very well, you know, established housewife. And she had this really funny sign that says, I had to, you know, stop my kid's soccer game to come here, but I'm here. But, you know, she was making a point. I am one of those women who some people don't think care, who has everything in the world. And she just made a joke out of him. We were, you know, I thought, well, good for you. And she had a little girl right beside her. The inclusiveness is based on, you know, what are we fighting for?
But it's complicated. Gail says that the statistics were reversed. If there were more women of color marching than white women, the march would be seen differently.
I do believe that had it been more black women, I think it would have been, that would have been an issue.
And just real quick, when you say that it might have been an issue if more women of color were there, do you mean it maybe the march itself would have been perceived differently and, mm-hmm. and negatively?
You know, that's one of the things that we battle is, you know, the angry black, the soft and gentle. And, you know, out there showing soft and gentle in pink hats out there, you know, even though we're fighting for something hard, it's soft and gentle women out there doing that. I think if those same women had been black women, yeah, it would have been a group of angry black women. And a lot of those, I have to tell you, a lot of those white women out there were really angry. I mean, viscerally angry, to the point where some of us didn't even want to be around them because of what was coming out of their mouths. But it is perceived very differently.
Both Gail and Sally say they appreciated their experiences marching in D.C. last year. But this time, they're excited to keep their enthusiasm local, where they see they can make the most impact. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.